Psalm 116. I want to leave with you this morning our text, which is found at the end of verse 6. The end of verse 6, our text this morning: I was brought low, but he helped me. I was brought low, and he helped me. Down, I was brought low, but not drowned. Not drowned. He helped me. He helped me. We have, as you see, two things in the psalm. There is prostration. I was brought low. I was brought down. And then there is presence. Presence. He. There's a presence. He helped me. The prostration David experienced, I was brought low. The presence he enjoyed, he helped me. Yes, brethren and sisters, the people of God have their low times. There are times when the people of God are brought down. There are the times whenever we experience being cast down. This was a man who loved the Lord. He says that there in verse 1, I love the Lord. Here's a man who loved the Lord. This is a man who loves God because God has heard his prayers. I love the Lord because he heard my voice. This is a man who had an experience of God. This is a man who knew the Lord. This is a man who had God answer his prayers. He had experience of God in his life. God had answered his prayers. He tasted and seen that the Lord is gracious. He says that there, gracious is the Lord, and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. He's a man who knows God. He's a man who knows that the Lord is good and gracious and righteous. And yet, despite all of that, he had his low times. This man who loved God, who experienced God, who had God answer his prayers, he still had to say, I was brought low. God's people have low times. I want you to know that, brethren and sisters. It's common to be brought low. I don't want you to think that it's an unusual thing or an exceptional thing. How many times it happens to us, we all know. And it happens to all Christians. And whenever it happens to you, you know, you can't say, I'm low today. I'm feeling lowly today. I'm feeling down today. Therefore, I mustn't be a Christian. I mustn't be a Christian. Because you see, I'm feeling down today. I'm depressed today. I mustn't be a Christian. No, you can't say that. You can never say that. This is a man who loves the Lord. This is a man who knows God. And yet he says, I'm brought low. I'm brought low today. So this godly man said it. It wasn't the only time he said it. If you study the Psalms, he said it very many times. He said, for example, in one psalm, he says, let thy tender mercy speedily prevent us. I'm brought low, he says. He says, attend unto my cry in Psalm 142, for I am brought very low. He says, I'm brought very low today, Lord. Attend unto my cry. And then you remember those two psalms, Psalm 42 and Psalm 43, they're sort of sister psalms. But you remember how in those psalms he says, oh my God, my soul is cast down within me. My soul's cast down within me, he says. I've been brought low. And then he says to himself, my soul, why are you cast down today? Why are you so low today? I've been brought low. So this wasn't the only time David said it. He said it very many times. David's no exception. God's people. It says concerning Israel, many times did God deliver them. But they provoked him with their counsel and were brought low for their iniquity. Now, whatever the reason for being brought low, the people of Israel were brought low. They were brought low. The whole nation was brought low. And God brought them low. And God let them be brought low. Because that sometimes happens. It happens to people of God. I was brought low. Even the mighty Elijah. You remember the mighty Elijah? Man, you would think there would be nothing bring down Elijah. Now, he's a mighty man. He's filled with the Spirit of God. He's seen God's power and might. He's prayed, and there's no rain. And you would think that mighty man would never be brought low. But he was. Even Elijah was brought low. You remember how the Bible says he went a day's journey into the wilderness? Now, that's nothing. He's went many a time into the wilderness. But this particular day, he went a day's journey into the wilderness. And as says, the Bible says, he came and he sat down under a juniper tree. That just doesn't mean he just was physically sat down. No, that describes the state of his mind. He sat down under a juniper tree. You don't read of this man sitting down before. But this particular day, he sat down. And he sat down under a juniper tree. He's been brought low. He sat down. He came and he sat down. And you know how it went. He said that he might die. He prayed a prayer that he never prayed before. Lord, that I might die. Take away my life, Lord. Isn't he low? Isn't he sitting down right? Thou knowest my down sitting. Yes. Thou knowest my down sitting, the psalmist said, as well as my uprising. You think the psalmist is just talking when he sits down in his house? Yes, the Lord knows when you sit down in your house. But he knows when you're sat down in your soul. He knows when I'm low. And so, he sat down. And you remember that psalm? Psalm 137. You remember how the children of Israel said, by the rivers of Babylon, they sat down. They sat down. By the rivers of Babylon, they sat down. We wept. We were feeling low. They sat down and we wept. We wept when we remembered Zion. And there were the willow branches. And you know the willow branches are drooping branches. Their branches droop. They hang down. They hang down over the river's edge. We saw the willow branches hanging down. And we felt like that. We hung our harps on them. We hung our harps on the willow branches by the river edge. They were hanging down as well. But no song. But lost their song. They that carried us away captive required of us a song. But we wouldn't give them a song. How can we sing a song in a strange land? We're down. We're feeling low. We've been brought low. We hung our harps on the hanging willows. No song. So low. So low in a strange land. They just moved. And their new homes, they weren't elated one bit about their new homes. Maybe sometimes, you know, that's happened. You've moved into your new home. But it's in a strange land. We're a bit down. It was a big move. Maybe they were feeling a bit like, you know, when you bring a parent into an old people's home. You're bringing them into the old people's home. This is going to be their home now. They're going to have to stay here. I'm sure that old person feels it. I was brought low. A strange place. Yes, there are times when we're brought low. And maybe even some of you here this morning feel like that. Maybe you're in that very place. Maybe you've been in that place for a long time even. I was brought low. You know, this verb, to be brought low, is a very interesting one. It doesn't occur a whole lot of times in the Old Testament. But it does occur in some interesting places. The verb is a bit like an object on a rope end. Like a bucket hanging on a rope. You know when you drop something down a well, it's on a big, big long rope and you drop it right down. It's brought low. And it sways. Whenever it's on the rope, it's swaying. And that's the kind of thought here. It's not just being brought low, it's nervous and swaying about and wondering what way you're going. It's that kind of being brought low, waving and swinging. It's like a man being dropped down a shaft. You drop him down the shaft, you have him on the rope and you drop him down the shaft. He's going down into the dark place. He's going down into the dark place. And he sway about from one edge to the other on the end of the rope. Maybe that's how you feel. I'm in the dark place. I'm swaying about. I'm nervous. Don't know what way to turn. There's not only the loneliness, but there's the shaking and the swinging. We can be like that. Brought low, brought low. Sometimes the verb refers to a lame man's legs. You know a lame man's legs. He can sit him on the chair, but his legs are just dangling. They're useless. They're powerless. You never walk on them. No strength in them. They're just dangling there. Maybe that's how you feel. It was brought low. No power. No strength. I'm drained. It can refer to a river or a lake. Brought low. The water goes down, drains away, and it's brought low. Drain. It can refer to being thin, impoverished. Brought low, impoverished. I'm losing weight. I'm failing away. I'm being brought low. I'm impoverished. And putting all of these together, I'm low, I'm made thin, I'm impoverished, I'm drained, I'm empty, I'm dangling on the end. I'm brought low. And many things can do this, brethren and sisters. Sickness can do it. Sickness can bring you low. It can come from without on the body. But it doesn't just affect your body, it affects your mind. I was brought low. Pain can do it. Physical pain. Physical pain is an awful thing. It can bring you low. I was brought low. In old age, this can befall us as well. I'm brought low because of frailty. I'm getting useless. The power's draining away. Persecution can do it. That was very often a cause of David's low times. How he got it rough with the wicked. How they persecuted his soul. How they attacked him. How they talked about him behind his back. He knew it. Brought him low. I was brought low, he said. Family heartaches can do it. Family trials and family troubles and children that go astray and children that break your heart. And David had his time a lot. He was brought low because of Absalom. He was brought low because of all the things that went on in his house. You remember Jephthah? Whenever he saw his daughter coming out of the house, you remember how he saw her and he rent his clothes and he said, "Alas, alas, my daughter! You brought me low. You brought me very low, my daughter." His own daughter brought him very low. Maybe that's you this morning. Maybe your own daughter has brought you very low. "You brought me very low, my daughter." I was brought. Different things can do it. That's what I'm trying to say. Different things can do it. I was brought low. It can happen emotionally, it can happen mentally as well as physically, in the mind. Maybe it could describe our present spiritual experience. Impoverished, drained, and brought low. Maybe it could describe the death of a loved one. Whenever we lose some dear loved one, it brings us low, doesn't it? I miss them. You get up in the morning and you just feel low. I'm missing. I'm still low. Maybe you've lost something. Maybe you've lost some property or something valuable. Maybe the business has gone wrong and you've lost so much. It happens. Sometimes these things happen. I was brought low. Maybe it can be our prayer life. It's a bit of a struggle at the moment, my prayer life perhaps. I'm battling. Can't seem to pray the way I used to pray. Can't seem to get the liberty that I used to enjoy. And I have to say, I'm brought low. I feel low because of it. I'm down because of it. There were better times. There were better days. I was brought low. Maybe we could say the same about our Bible reading. Oh, I'm reading my Bible, but it just seems to be so close to me now. And it's bringing me down. I'm brought low because of it. Maybe it's a church work. Church work is like our family in so many ways. And whenever things just don't go well there, it can bring us low. So many things can do it. It happens. Many a time I'll have to say it. I was brought low. Maybe we feel we're just dropped down the shaft at the long end of a rope. And we're on our own. We're on our own. It's dark down here and we're on our own. Sometimes it's even our own sins bring us low. We have to say that. Remember how I read about Israel there? He brought them low because of their iniquity, because of their sin. They had to be brought down because of pride. They had to be brought down because they forgot God and their prosperity, and He had to bring them down. And sometimes our sins bring us low. We have to recognize that. You remember Jonah. You remember how we studied Jonah so many years ago, and you remember how so graphically described about him going down. He went down, it says, he went down to Joppa. He's being brought low. He went down. He went down, you see, he went down to Joppa. And then there was a ship in the Mediterranean Sea. And the Bible says, he went down. He went down into it. He went. Now, why does the Holy Spirit use that graphic physical description? Because this is a man who's been brought low. And then it says he went down into the size of it, so he went down into the ship, and then he went down deeper into the bottom of the ship, into the size of the ship. And then you remember how they took him up and they cast him down. They cast him into the sea. He's out of the boat now, and he's in the sea. He's going down. And then he drops away down into the bottom of the sea, and he's going down into the sea. And he's swallowed by a great fish, and the great fish goes down into the depths. And no man can normally not go because of the pressure. But he's going down as far as he can go inside a fish. He was brought low. And why was he brought low? Because he won't do what God says to do. Go to Nineveh. Go and do something. He wouldn't do it. God brought him down. And so you see, there are so many things that can bring us down, even our sins. We're such proud sinners. And we need low times to humble us and to sanctify us and to make us seek the Lord. Many a time, this side of eternity, brothers and sisters, we're going to have to say this. I was brought low. But there's not only the prostration, there's also the presence. If there was a full stop after low, that would be sad. That would be terrible. If there was a full stop, then our lowliness would be no different from the unconverted who don't know the Lord. The child of God says, I was brought low, but he doesn't stop there. He doesn't stop there. He says something else. I was brought low, and he, oh, that gracious, merciful, righteous Lord that he had been talking about. Who? That's who he's talking about. He, the Lord I love, he, the Lord who hears my voice and my supplication, he, the Lord who I call upon as long as I live, he, oh, thank God, he is there. He is there. There was one near at hand. However low he went, however deep down he was dropped, The Lord was always there. There's always the Lord near at hand. Because He has said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. No matter how low you go, He's always there. Praise His name. He never leaves us. And David found that. He helped me. I mentioned Elijah. How lonely he was feeling. How threatened he felt at that particular time. How vulnerable and how weary and how tired and how depressed and drained. And there he is sitting down lying under a juniper tree. And something happened. He's not alone, you see. Behold, it says, there's someone there. There's someone there. He's not alone. Even down under a juniper tree in the wilderness, he's not alone. Behold, and the angel touched him. Oh, there's someone there. It's the angel of the Lord. It's the Lord. The Lord's there. The Lord touched him. He's not alone. God is watching. Thy God seest me, said one in the wilderness who thought there was nobody seeing her. But she said, you saw my Lord. I was brought low. But you were there. You're Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is there. However low you get, He's always there. However low you're brought down, underneath. Still underneath, even no matter how deep you go down, even underneath are the everlasting arms. Underneath the sea. Doesn't matter how far you drop, side of God. Doesn't matter how deep the shaft or how dark it is either. Underneath are the everlasting arms. We're not like the ungodly, the unconverted, in the doom and darkness of hopeless despair. He is the Lord. We have Jesus underneath. And that's what Jonah found. Yes, there's hardly a man on the earth went as deep as Jonah went. In the belly of the fish. But out of the belly of the fish he cried unto the Lord. I cried, he said. Boys, I cried. I cried by reason of mine affliction. I cried out of the very belly of hell. I was cast down to the deep out of God's sight. I was in the billows. And all the waves were over me. The weeds wrapped my head. I couldn't see in the dark, but I cried. He heard my voice, because he was there. I remember the Lord. And my prayer came in unto thee, he says. You remember the three in the furnace of fire? They were dropped down. They were tied up in their robes. And then they were dropped down, they were thrown in. They were cast down into the fiery furnace. They were brought low. But the old king looked in. And didn't he see someone else there? Well, the Lord was there. He just unloosed all the garments. He unfettered all their bonds. He fireproofed their bodies. He set them on their feet. In that low place. In that fire. He set them on their feet, and he walked about with them. Whenever the ungodly thought they were destroying them, whenever the ungodly thought, that's the end of them, they're walking about. And what's far more important, they're walking about with the Lord with them. Praise His name. I was brought low, but He helped me. And the same was true of Daniel. He was cast into the lion's den. But he is there, this Lord. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they'll not overflow thee. You'll be down, but you'll not drown. They'll not overflow thee. And when thou walkest through the fire, you'll not be burnt. And the flame, it won't even touch you. And that's what this divine presence does. It renders grace and assistance. It's not that I was brought low and he watched. I was brought low and he just looked on. It's not I was brought low and he said, you deserve it. You deserve it. He didn't say that. He doesn't say I was brought low and and he felt for me. No. That's all the saints can do. All they can feel for you. But that's not God. God doesn't just feel for you. Maybe some saint might feel for you, but he can't do much. But God's not like that. He doesn't just feel for you. I was brought low. He helped me. He rendered the assistance. He gave the grace. I was brought low. And it's just, he was present? No, not just present. He helped me. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. This is always the case, child of God, for us. The child of God will not be left without the divine aid to carry him or her through. He helped me. It was a low time, but he helped me. Now, it doesn't say he brought me up again straight away. I was brought low and he brought me up again. Doesn't say that. That will be the ultimate intervention, of course. But that will be glory day. That will be the day of heaven. That will be the resurrection morn when he raises up. And there'll be no more low times. That's future. No. But in life, it's not raised above all of this lowliness. In life, it's help in the loneliness. Doesn't always help to bring us up out of it. Doesn't always promise that. No. There's no promise of no low times. The Lord doesn't say no low times for you, child of God. No, he doesn't say that. He says you'll have low times, but I promise you this, I'll help you. That's what he promises. God never says no low times. But he always says, underneath are the everlasting arms. He always says that. The things that bring you low may have to be suffered and borne a long time. Sickness may bring you low for the rest of your life. It may bring you low for the rest of your life. It might. The death of a near or a dear one, you never get over that. When you're brought low by the death of a near one, you never get over that. Especially if it's a spouse. Sometimes we're brought low by a bout of depression. And it just doesn't go. It doesn't disappear. We have to suffer it a long time. Or maybe family troubles, and we have to suffer them a long time. Even when we pray about them, we still have to bear them. Or some heart-rending trial. It just doesn't go. The Lord doesn't promise that it'll go. He doesn't say, I'll take it away. But he does say, I'll help you. And that's what's promised, you see, grace. Remember the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul says, there was a danger in my life, he says. The Lord had given me such intimations of his presence. And he'd given me such revelations of his glory, he says, that I was in danger of becoming proud and thinking I was something. And that's a real danger. That's a real danger to a minister who has great success. The danger that he may think he's something. And that was a danger to Paul. And he said, lest I become exalted, he says, the messenger of Satan was allowed to buffet me. And there was a thorn in my flesh and it brought me low. I was brought low. I was brought so low, I prayed about it and said, Lord, take it away. It's draining me. It's draining my strength. I would like to have the energy back. I would like to have the power back. And I was brought low, he could say, lest he be exalted. And I prayed that it might be departing from me. But you know what he said? My grace is sufficient. The thorn's not for going. It's going to keep you low. But I'll help you. I'll give you grace. And Paul says, praise the Lord. I will rather glory in my infirmities, that I might have the help of Christ in my life. And child of God, it's better for you to be brought low
and to have the help of Jesus Christ.
That help can come in very many ways. It will involve the assistance of the Holy Spirit, some way or other. The Holy Spirit will give you that assistance just to uphold your mind, to uphold your emotional life. You know what it is. You get through. You don't know how. You're amazed how you do it. But you get through because the Spirit of the Lord is upholding your mind. He's upholding your emotional life. You don't need anything else. You have Him. You have the Lord. And so that we don't sink completely. And it very often comes through the Word. The Lord gives us a Word, and boy, the Word. How the Word is opened up when we're down there. And the Lord gives us a Word. And we're blessed. He helped me through His Word. Oh, He spoke to me. I never heard His voice ever so clear as when I was in the low place. He helped me. I got more help down there than I did up there. I hear His Word now. He speaks to me now. I was bumbling about on the mountains hither and thither and so busy, I never heard the Lord. But now down there, I hear Him now.
I hear Him now.
And sometimes it can be the sermon. You're brought low and you pray, Lord, I need a word this morning. Maybe this sermon this morning is an answer to your prayer. Maybe that's why the Lord has put it on my heart for you.
That He may implant a special peace in your heart. You get that oftentimes, you know, it's the worst tragedy in your life. And you have this peace in your heart. How do you get that? It's the Lord.
Maybe He surrounds you with a friend. Remember how Paul said, oh, the God that comforteth those that are cast down. The God that comforteth those that are brought low. He said, comforted us by the coming of Titus. Oh, Paul says, we were all low. And then one day, Titus walked in. Titus walked in! And God lifted us up. Lifted up by the visit of a preacher. Titus came, and that just changed the whole scene. Now, was Titus something special? No, he wasn't. But that's how God helped him. The God that comforted us by bringing Titus in at that particular moment. That's how He helps you. You can do it in so many ways. From very many sources, through very many individuals. It's always the same. When it comes to this, He helped me. I must leave it there, child of God. You know the gist of it. Brought low, down, but not drowned. Because your Jesus won't let you drown. Remember Peter? Oh, he sunk. He sunk.
Lord, save me!
And He reached out His hand. And He helped him. He helped him.